And thanks the chair for the introduction. This paper is co-authored by Xiao Wandong, which is me, Zhuo Jiasheng, John Crisfield, Sunny Dukudas from University of Rochester, and Alan Cox from Rice University. So we defend against two side channels launched by a compromised OS on shielding systems that remove OS from the trusted computing base, including page table and last level cache side channel attacks. Applications assume that the underlying OS is secure. However, the OS can be compromised due to reasons such as buffer overflow and information leaks. And even on shielding systems that are supposed to protect confidential application data from direct corruption of a compromised OS, the OS can still launch powerful side channels to steal confidential application data. And since the OS has complete control over system resources, it can make the existing side channels worse. It's sharing the architectural states, such as caches and TLB, with the victim. So it can enforce the victim's behavior. And also, it can control system events to alleviate noise. In addition, an OS can introduce new side channels, such as by tracking page faults and page table updates. And shielding system won't help in this case, although they are supposed to protect confidential application data from a compromised OS. Since, for example, the page table is still under the control of an untrusted OS, and the victim application is still sharing architectural states such as caches and TLB with the OS and the other applications. So this work focuses on defending against two side channels, page table, and last level cache side channel attacks launched by compromised OS. So here's the outline of my presentation. I'll start with examples of page table and last level cache side channel attacks launched by a compromised OS. Then I'll talk about some background on Virtual Ghost, the platform we use to design and implement our defenses. And then I'll talk about apparition, our defenses. And finally, I'll show you the performance evaluation. The OS has complete control over the page tables, so it can configure each page table entry to be inaccessible so that every memory access will result in a page fault. And by keeping track of the page faults, the OS can infer the victim's memory access behavior. And this requires write permissions to the page table. Existing research shows that the side channel is so powerful that it's able to recover the entire confidential document. In addition, the OS can also scan the page table to capture the first memory reads and writes from the application, since first memory reads and writes will set the access or dirty bit of a page table entry. And this requires read permission to the page table. And regarding the last level cache side channel attacks, there are two major mechanisms, prime and probe and flush and reload. Here we take prime and probe as an example. We are in the prime step. The attacker loads its array into the last level cache and becomes idle. And if the victims access one cache line to be monitored, it will replace one of the cache lines loaded by the attacker in the prime step. And in the probe step, the attacker accesses the same array. And if it takes longer to access one cache line, then the attacker knows that the victim has replaced its cache line with the victim's own cache line. And flush and reload has similar rationale, except that it requires that the attacker and the victim shares the same piece of physical memory. So in order to defend against the side channels we have just discussed, we need to make sure that the OS cannot read or write, first of all, that the confidential application data, and secondly, the page table containing translations of the confidential application data and thirdly, the cache lines of the confidential application data. Here we leverage Virtual Ghost, a shielding system that protects confidential application data from a compromised OS to design and implement our defenses. Although it cannot defend against side channels by itself, it can be extended with various security policies. In addition, it already ensures that the OS cannot read or write the confidential application data, and also it controls how OS configures the page table. So, what is Virtual Ghost? It is a compiler-based virtual machine that protects confidential application data from compromised OS interposed between the OS kernel and the underlying processor. It pours the kernel into virtual instruction set, and by translating virtual ISA to native ISA, it can use compiler instrumentation such as software fault isolation to instrument every kernel load and store and make sure that the kernel does not access protected memory regions, which I'm going to define soon. It forces the OS to invoke specific instructions provided by Virtual Ghost VM to perform privilege operations, such as manipulating program states over context switch or configuring hardware states like MMU. It cannot defend against side channels by itself, but it can be extended with various security policies. This figure on the right shows the virtual address space layout on Virtual Ghost, where besides the traditional user space and kernel space, we add two more protected memory regions which are not accessible to the OS kernel. The first one is the secure user space. It is private to the application itself and is not accessible to the OS or the other applications. And secondly, the Virtual Ghost space, which is used exclusively by the Virtual Ghost VM itself to save internal data structures and is not accessible to the OS. Now let's talk about Avaration, our defenses. Avaration is essentially Virtual Ghost VM with our defenses. It controls the native code generation of the kernel. Everything needs to be in the virtual ISA so that it can ensure that the kernel is instrumented. Let's start with page table side channel defenses. Before I talk about the details of our defenses, I would like to remind you of a concept, direct map, which is a contiguous virtual memory region mapping the entire physical address space as a single block. Page table pages are usually accessed via direct map by the kernel. So here we need to ensure that the OS cannot read or write the page table pages mapping the confidential application data. So how can we achieve it? By removing the mapping of the page table pages from the kernel's direct map. Since the kernel does not have the mappings, it has no ways to access that page table page mapping the confidential application data. And we also add one more direct map to be used exclusively by the Avaration VM itself that includes mappings of the page table pages containing translations of the confidential application data. So whenever we allocate a physical page as the page table page of the confidential application data, we remove its corresponding page table entry from the kernel's direct map. And also there's a paging side channel associated with the following fact, which is modern OS often use lazy memory allocation, where the OS only maps one physical frame to the page when the application first reads or writes that page. So by keeping track of the physical page allocation, the OS can figure out the victim's memory access behavior. In order to alleviate this side channel, we disable lazy memory allocation for the secure user space. In other words, we allocate everything upfront at allocation time instead of at access time for the secure user space. And also, the physical memory allocation of secure space is managed by Operation VM itself instead of the OS. Now let's look at last level cache side channel defenses. And the key idea is to isolate application from the OS on the last level cache by cache partitioning. In other words, we assign different cache partitions to the operation VM, the OS, and the applications needing protection. And we achieve this by leveraging Intel's cache allocation technology, Intel CAT, a hardware feature that divides the last level cache ways into subsets of smaller associativities. But it only supports isolation on writes, but not on reads. In other words, code running on one cache partition can only evict cache lines in its own partition, but it can read anywhere on the last level cache. Since physical memory of the secure user space is only private to the application itself and are not readable to the OS or the other applications, the cache lines of the secure user space are not readable to OS or the other applications on last level cache too. Operation VMs configures cache partitioning at boot time. And also it ensures that the OS cannot reconfigure cache partitioning via virtual instruction set. In addition, it controls cache switching at runtime among applications cache partition, OS partition, and operation VM's partition. And the cache partition in use depends on the code that is running. Take the following case as an example. So when trap, interrupt, or system call occurs, the control flow goes to the operation VM. And the first thing that the operation VM will do is to set the cache partition to be its own partition. And after you save the program, stays, and right before it transforms the controls to the OS syscall or trap handler, it will set the cache partition to be the OS partition. And each application needing protection has its own partition. So we assign one cache partition for the first application needing protection scheduled. And when there are more such applications scheduled, we divide this cache partition into multiple parts. And we can divide it either evenly or according to the quality of service request of the applications. But here we use a simple implementation where we divide the cache partitions statically, which I'll introduce about later. And when the number of applications exceeds the number of cache partitions available, there will be multiple applications needing protection sharing the same partition. And when that case occurs, and when context switch occurs between two such applications, we will flush the cache to ensure that the cache partition is always private to an application needing protection. And speculation side channels, such as Spectre and Meltdown, after they trick the victim into loading confidential application data, they need a method to convey the message out. And last level cache side channel attack is one of the options available. And here, Operation VMs helps with mitigating the last level cache side channel attacks. And also, we have a HAAS paper this year that explores various software fault isolation mechanisms on Virtual Ghost to defend against Spectre Variant 1, Bounce Check Bypass, and Meltdown. So finally, I'd like to show you the performance evaluation. We conduct our experiments on a 3.4 gigahertz quad-core hyper-threading Intel i7 processor with 16-way 8 megabyte last level cache, 16 gigabyte RAM, 256 gigabyte SSD on a FreeBSD 9.0 ported to Operation VM. And we have tested various applications, including compute intensive, network intensive, and file system applications. But here we just highlight a subset of the applications to show the overhead that are sufficient to show the overhead of our defenses and also the cost of the defenses, including BZIP2 that compresses a 32 megabyte file, client that compiles a file named gcc-smaller.c from CPU, SPAC CPU 2017, and GNU PG, a cryptography program. Here we test the operation of signing files of various sizes, and what it does is encode the file to a different format with private key. And we modify malloc of libc.so that is linked by all the applications to allocate the heap into the secure user space. This figure on the left shows the overhead of operation VM without any defenses, which are the blue bars here, and the overhead of operation VM with only page table defenses, which are the orange bars here. And the baseline here is the results on native FreeBSD 9.0. So the overhead of VirtualGhost VM itself is 1.04 and 1.03 for BZIP2 and Clang respectively. And with page table side channel defenses, the overhead is still 1.04 and 1.03, which means that page table side channels does not add a page table side channel defenses does not add any additional overhead upon the overhead of VirtualGhost VM itself. So disabling lazy memory allocation for secure user space does not add additional overhead for BZIP2 and Clang here, because most of the memory allocated will be accessed in the runtime. But in contrast, for GNU PG, page table side channel defenses incurs a constant overhead of around 14 milliseconds across all file sizes. So in this table on the left, the second column is the overhead of the VirtualGhost VM itself, and third column is not the overhead, it's the extra execution time of the on the VirtualGhost VM itself, and the third column shows the execution time on the VirtualGhost VM plus only page table side channel defenses. And this overhead comes from disabling lazy memory allocation. So when the first time that malloc is invoked for the secure user space, after it allocates physical memory for the metadata, it allocates a large memory region that is not aligned, but only the aligned part of the memory region is accessed in the runtime. But by disabling lazy memory allocation and allocate everything up front, it will allocate physical memory for the unaligned remaining 8 megabyte memory region too, which results in the overhead. But the overhead becomes negligible as the file size increases. And for last level cache side channel defenses, we use a simple implementation where we divide the cache, we partition the cache statically. We assign 12 ways to applications needing protection, 2 ways to the OS kernel, and 2 ways to operation VM. And this cache partitioning mechanism is determined experimentally, which is similar to the baseline performance, and we are going to use it for our evaluation. And this figure on the left shows the overhead of operation VM without any defenses, the blue bars, and the overhead of operation VM with only last level cache side channel defenses. So again, last level cache side channel defenses does not add additional overhead upon the overhead of VirtualGhost VM itself for BZIP2 and Clang. But for GNU PG, it has overhead. And that comes from switching among different cache partitions in the runtime. Switching among applications needing protections partition, OS partition, and the operation VM's partition. So the larger the file size is, the more read and write system calls are involved. And that results in more control flow switching among applications needing protection, operation VM, and the OS, which results in more cache partition switching. But this overhead becomes negligible as the file size increases. So in sum, a compromised OS has complete control over the system resources so that it can make the existing side channels worse and it can also introduce new side channels, even on shielding systems. And a compiler-based approach, such as Virtual Ghost, can be leveraged to design and implement page table and last-level cache side channel attacks, attack defenses. And our defenses come with low overhead, 1 to 18%. This is the end of my talk. I'll be happy to take any questions.
Hey, thanks for the talk. Was the overhead on top of the Virtual Ghost overhead?
Yes.
Or just a native system running those applications?
So the baseline is the native FreeBSD running those applications. But the others are either running on the Virtual Ghost VM itself without any defenses, or Virtual Ghost VM with like one defense.
Okay, so the 18% is plus the Virtual Ghost overhead?
Yes, it includes everything. The baseline is the FreeBSD 9.0, in other words.
Oh, okay, awesome, thanks.
Any other questions?
Hi. So from my understanding that the Virtual Ghost is a software stack, and the motivation is that you are proposing a defense for a compromised OS. Can you elaborate on the threat model? How would you assure that the Virtual Ghost itself is not compromised, or how can you deploy this system in a way that it can be actually used?
So, sorry, could you please be more specific a little bit about your question?
So, from my understanding, you want to defend against page table attack or attacks that a compromised OS would conduct. But if the OS is already compromised, so how can you assure that the Virtual Ghost is not compromised? So someone might modify that policy and again perform the same attack.
So on the Virtual Ghost system, the OS is removed from the trusted computing base. And also, OS is always instrumented. With those instrumentation, it can be ensured that the OS does not perform anything bad to corrupt Virtual Ghost VM.
Okay, so the assumption is that there is a hypervisor running behind the OS, and that's not compromised.
So,
but only the OS is compromised.
Yes and no. So the Virtual Ghost VM is not using hypervisor. It's using compiler instrumentation.
So it's running on the OS?
Yeah.
So if the OS
it's
is
It's like the same privilege level like OS. And so essentially it's in the form of shared library that when you compile the kernel, it is linked with the kernel. And you always ensure that kernel is instrumented with the compiler instrumentation.
So my understanding is a virtual VM sits below the OS, then it interprets the OS. So it's like a hypervisor, as you said.
That's maybe I should jump in here. So it's a compiler-based virtual machine, which means the operating system kernel is in a virtual instruction set. The only way it gets translated into native code is through this compiler-based virtual machine.
Okay.
So since it controls native code generation, it can ensure that during that code generation, it inserts all of the all isolation instructions and control flow integrity instructions to make sure that its own data structures are not corrupted.
Okay. With the assumption that this interpreter itself is not compromised.
It's not an interpreter.
Or the virtual machine.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you for the question.
Okay, let's give another round of applause to all the speakers.